מצוות על הזכות בגין לסבוק. יופי. So, we finished, we ended up here the other day, that how he got into the train. Somehow he was pulled into the train, he has no idea what he did have no idea what happened. He was on the train from Warsaw, north towards Lublin. Lublin is in the north of Poland, close to the border with Ukraine. The problem is, he said, I didn't buy a ticket to get on the train. Now if the guy comes out to check, he's going to throw me off. What am I going to do? So, the problem was, so there was no problem. Why? The conductor is called, the conductor, the guy who checks,
you know.
He couldn't get into the place, so it was still mobbed. He couldn't get into checks and things. So, yeah. So, his first stop on the way to Uman was Lublin. In Lublin, he got off the train. Here it was easy to get a train. He wanted to meet some people on the way, yeah, fine. Immediately when he came to Lublin, he asked, where's the Breslav Shtibel? He decided to go to the Breslav Shtibel. Some people told him, it was called the Uman Shtibel, they called it. So immediately when he came in, he met all kinds of Hasidim over there, Breslav Hasidim. He stayed there for 10 days. Yeah, it was Rabbi Yitzchak Breitel Zatzal. He lived then in Lublin. He was murdered in Treblinka. Rabbi Yitzchak Breitel, yeah. So the Hasidim told him, you're crazy? You want to go to Uman across the borders? Even the rest of us told him, you're nuts. Go back home. What are you? There's a war going on there. Playing games. After a short conversation with him, they understood that nothing will stand in front of him. They let him go. So,
is that 18 or 19 now?
It's 18 or 17 even. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak also met Rabbi Yitzchak Breitel, of course, over there. All the Hasidim, yeah. Rabbi Mordechai Halberstam. The story: how did Rabbi Mordechai? This Rabbi Mordechai was the Av Beis Din of what Av Beis Din? It was the Motz, the Poistek, like Rabbi called the Poistek. Of Sokolov, a city called Sokolov, for over 30 years. Everyone loved him. How did he become Breslov? When he was young, once he looked, there was a chassid called Nachum Schuster. Schuster, the shoemaker. Okay? He used to make shoes. And when he was making shoes, he was saying Tikkun Chatzos and crying over something like that. Yeah? These are the rest of shoemakers. So he looked, a young boy, he couldn't believe, was he? He's saying Tikkun Chatzos? Crying so much? Then he told him, Mordechai asked him, why do you do Tikkun Chatzos? What, you feel the lack of Beis HaMikdash? You're such a big, like, gadol, you feel the lack of Beis HaMikdash, that you're doing Chatzos, you're crying, what's... So Mordechai told him, listen, you're a Mordechai, you're a big Rav. You have Torah, you have mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, everything. You're not lacking anything, so you're not lacking Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to do chatzos. But me, I don't have Torah, I don't have mitzvahs. I feel the lacking Beis HaMikdash. That's why I have to do chatzos. You barely have everything. I don't have anything. So Rav Mordechai heard this, he decided to become a Breslov Hasid. Anyways, Rabbi Yitzchak is continuing on his journey. Very difficult to go through. Anywhere was packed with millions of soldiers were transferred from one corner to the other. First World War. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I'm going towards the train. Packed over there. There's fighting. People are fighting, beating each other up. It's my move out of my place. I had no idea what to do. The train is full. He says, I didn't care. I'm going towards the train. Suddenly again he's in the train. The place is mobbed. He doesn't understand how he got in again. He says also in that stop the door is never opened. He got in somehow. The door is never opened through the window or something. He's not sure what happened then. Anyways, they're going towards Russia. Also this time he didn't have opportunity to buy tickets. And this time he did go in. The conductor came in to check the tickets. And he asked the Vitzel for a ticket. He said, I'll pay you now. I didn't have opportunity to pay. No. Either you show me your ticket or you get off in the next city. Nothing helped. And he took him off in the next city. He's off the train. So he waited again. And another train came. He continued again. Anyways, an Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rabbi Yitzchak reached a city called Polna'a, where Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Polna'a, when the Tamidim, the Yalki of Yosef Polna'a, when the Tamidim Ba'ashem Tov lived there also. And from there he continued to Uman. When he got onto the train, he saw this Avrech, Chassidish Avrech, which he looked very different than the way he was dressed, very pashut. It looked like he didn't care about this world. And the guy, this Avrech, asked the Rebbe Yitzchak, where are you going, Bachol? Where are you going? He said, going to Uman. He said, oh, I'm also going to Uman. He's very happy. He said, fine. He told him, I'm afraid. What's going to be? I didn't buy a ticket again. So this guy told him, don't worry, hide under my seat or whatever. So he was so happy. He had such a good friend for all these hours. And then Rabbi Yitzchak asked him, you heard about Ben-Tzion Avta? Yeah. He was known, he also lived in Eretz Yisrael then after the war he came, which is the Second World War. And he was known, he used to go around Poland and open shtiblats in each place and get people to become rest of a Hasidim. That's what was his job. He said, of course I know him well, the guy said. After he got to Uman, he realized that was him. So, we'll continue. I can read more and more. We'll continue next week. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos. Thank you so much.